Hello, ladies and gentlemen and perverts. This is the Bishop. I've found some wonderful questions by Miss Dirty Girl Secret, and I decided to answer them. I probably skimmed over the questions, but I haven't already developed answers for them. So this is just going to be me on a whim, doing my own ramble. I don't think I've done these in quite some time, so here we go. Number one, how did you select your Reddit screen name? Are you happy with it? Would you change it if you could? To what? I selected the bishop just completely randomly, and the reason is because having any hint that you might be a female on the internet kind of garners some unwanted attention. So this way I could just kind of fly in, check out what was going on before I really started posting in GWA or even Pillow Talk. Number two, describe your bedroom to me. My bedroom is kind of chaotic. I have a small studio here, and I have a rock in the full bed, just like Kaino name. I live in a pretty tiny studio. It's about 300 square feet. I have a couch from IKEA, my enormous desktop that I use for, work purposes, and teeny tiny kitchenette. Full kitchen, but it's pretty small. So I was going beyond the scope of bedroom, but hey, it's basically a bedroom. What is one skill that you have that makes you very proud? I am an artist. I graduated with a degree and I can do digital, hand-drawn. My hands are my money makers. It's kind of what I've joked about in the past. I am an artist. And I'm also left-handed. What up? Four, what is the meanest thing you've ever done to somebody? Damn, you guys. I wish I could say that I have a clean slate, but probably the meanest thing I've ever done was for my 18th birthday party. I had a friend who was very needy, and she kept kind of trying to push herself onto me sexually, and I wasn't comfortable with it, and I had been trying to find a way to kind of just cut her out of my life just because she had made me so uncomfortable. And at the time, I was pretty young and stupid, and I didn't know how to just go about sitting somebody down and saying, "Hey, the attention that I'm getting from you is making me uncomfortable." So I didn't invite her to my birthday party. And it was this huge party with like a DJ and a bunch of my friends, and it was a big deal. And we had the cops called on us twice. That's how big it was. And she called me and asked me if I was doing a party, and I said yes. And she asked me if I didn't invite her, and I said, "That's right." And I hung up. And there w was probably a better way to go about essentially cutting somebody out of your life, but I'm not proud of it. I never made peace with it. But, sometimes in life, you're the asshole. So, yeah. Heidi, sorry. Five, what do you think of this thing here? I mean, recording yourself talking or ranting or singing or reading approach you. What part of it does it feed? I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's expressive without it just being completely detrimental to whatever you're trying to pursue in life. Because unfortunately, with like pictures and stuff, that stays online basically forever, right? So there are people that are hired now with the career I'm trying to choose that they're hired to find stuff about you on social media, and it can be a bit intimidating. So what this kind of just helps me do is express myself or be silly or just be me. It's almost like you're exposing every bit of yourself ex without actually exposing who you are just yet. That always tends to come out once you do start talking to somebody, which I think is that unveiling is a lot of fun. But if you can just kind of keep that part of yourself hidden for now and then let somebody figure out who you are without having to do all that, it's a beautiful thing. And it's amazing hearing all of the people who are so well-rounded and have been coming from all points and all walks of life and coming together and just humping one another or talking or singing or comforting one another. I really didn't think that part of humanity existed anymore. I was in a bit of a darker place. So I'm in the middle of this right, just riding this wave, and I'm in just complete awe, if I can be completely honest. Do I like my own voice and why? This sounds kind of narcissistic, doesn't it? But yes, I do. I like my voice. Sometimes I get a little sick of hearing myself. I think the only reason I play back the stuff that I'm listening to is just for self-critique. And I hear stuff that I hate that other people like. So there's that. I've done some commercial voice acting. So, I mean, I guess it's all right. Are you more likely described as complex or straightforward? I would say that as I get older, I try to just compartmentalize whatever. I mean, if you don't really know me, then you would think I'm far more straightforward. If you're my best friend of 15 years, you'd be like, you see me just a little bit unglued and a little bit more human. And I guess that's the best way to put it. Because if I don't know you all that well, I don't want to lay all my problems on you. I just want you to enjoy my company. Yeah. Do I collect anything? What and why? I'm not a huge collector. I do have a whole, just this giant bookshelf that's probably about 7 feet of just books and DVDs and VHS, because I have a VHS player. And I've been obsessed with The Young Avengers. It's this comic book that came out that is its own little alternate universe of the Avengers. I won't go into that, don't worry, but it's like the only comic book series that I think I've actually been following. Do you think that insanity breeds creativity, or another way to put it, that creative people are all a bit insane? Absolutely. I went to an art school and bitches be cray. I think that without it, you would just have very dull artists. You need those people that have those little tweaks inside of them without them being the type of people that, would wear your skin for their birthday. Yeah. I prefer being around far more colorful people than straight shooter types, very type A people. But that's just the world that I've surrounded myself with. And if the whole world were listening to you right now, what would you say? Women masturbate. They do. Believe it or not, we find a way. Probably when we're very, very little, when we don't realize it, and we touch ourselves. Yeah. Just let it sink in. That's cool. Those are the questions that I have for now that I thought I would answer. So I hope everybody has a good night. I know I need to get my ass asleep. I always tend to do these when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So good night, everybody. Have a wonderful day.